You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Somebody that's also down the hallway here at WXCO is our new news reporter, Isabella Nieto. How many weeks has it been now? Has it been a month yet?
I think this is my fourth week.
Time just loses all meaning as we go forward. Folks hear you at the top and bottom of the hours with your local news updates, and it's been interesting in the first few weeks, hasn't it? We've had a couple of visits from Governor Tony Evers. You saw, had a chance to go and see Senator Tammy Baldwin. You've been keeping an eye on some of the council meetings. How has it been going? Have you been able to start to put your feet on the ground and get a feel about what's going on here in central Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to get the hang of things around here, especially statewide with all of these U.S. representatives that are coming to town to announce candidacy bids and things like that. So it's been really interesting. Met the governor twice first 2 weeks. That was really interesting as well. So I think I'm definitely getting acclimated.
And I forgot to mention, you also had a chance to see Tom Tiffany the day after he made his big announcement. I think it was his first campaign stop.
Yeah.
What jumped out about the campaign appearance for Congressman Tiffany?
It was a really interesting event. It was took place at the Peterson Barn. So it was my first trip out into kind of the more rural area of Wausau. So I got to see a lot more of the nature-y side of things. I got to see a little bit more of Rib Mountain. I got to see a lot of different people. The mayor was there. Mm-hmm. Mayor Denny was there. And there were a few other, I think there were a couple council members there as well. But it was interesting for sure.
Also, you mentioned the fact that the governor was here a couple of times, and I was with you over at Wausau East, and I had a chance to watch the governor interact, and I was touched in a sense, because whenever you do see some of these events where sometimes it's sort of a in and out real quickly, maybe it's because the governor knows that he's ending his term in just over a year. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting to see him interact with a lot of the students and other folks over at Wausau East. What was your take on what you saw with the governor both then and also in the second appearance that he made just a week after that?
Yeah, he definitely took his time with students, which isn't something that I saw from, say, Governor Pritzker, you know, when he would come to things in the Springfield area. It's very, you know, make your appearance and go. And, mm-hmm. you know, seeing Governor Evers take his time with the students, see his staff kind of be like, okay, Governor, it's time for us to move on, and see them kind of, you know, push him forward to the next event. Because you could tell he really wanted to be engaged with the students, which is nice to see, you know. Mm-hmm. You can tell that he used to be an educator. It was interesting to see.
It was actually funny that day, because I know there was a reporter from Channel 12 in Rhinelander, and he had to get back up north to do like a stand-up for one of their early newscasts. And normally it would be no problem, but that event just kept going and going and going.
I
said, man, you may not get back in time. It really was where he kind of soaked it all in over at East on that day.
He did.
And I imagine that one of the things that I'm going to be curious to hear from you as you continue is the differences maybe of what you saw down in Springfield and in Illinois compared to here. I know it's a little too early, but I imagine that's something that you can keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed a few differences in the pace of things. And definitely in the energies of the two places. You know, Springfield is where all of the political elites go to meet, and it's a very, you know, it's a very old boys club type vibe in Springfield. But here it's a little bit different. I'm noticing that people take a little bit more time and meet with people a little bit longer instead of just making your appearance and going.
Also a difference I'm kind of curious to hear your perspective on, or if there are differences, is locally, because you had covered local government in Illinois as well, and you've had mm-hmm. a chance to visit the city council and see the ethics committee meeting and get a taste of the county board as well. I know it's very early, but anything jump out about the local government meetings that you've seen so far?
You know, I really think one of my favorite shows is Parks and Rec. And I think I learned so much watching that show in my early years about how local government is run and what it looks like. And, you know, even though that was a comedic show, how accurate it is and how you can find some of those little humorous moments in the local local government as well. So that's what makes it really interesting for me to see how they interact with each other, how council members react to each other when they're debating things on the floor or, you know, in council meetings. It's interesting, and I really enjoy seeing how it plays out at the end of the night.
That's the thing as well that kind of jumps out to back when you first did a Zoom interview with us, is that this does interest you, that mm-hmm. that you like getting into the details of local government, because it's not easy sometimes. And I is watching you get into this job when you have to kind of start from scratch. I mean, there's a lot you have to kind of get a feel for as yeah. you start this job, isn't there?
There really is. And I think I'm starting to get the hang of it, but there's so much history behind right. relationships at the local level. It's, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get used to it and see, you know, just observe how people interact with each other based on those histories as well.
Elected official you had a chance to see was Senator Baldwin. Anything mm-hmm. jump out about her? Because, again, you've seen other political figures. Anything jump out in the one appearance she made here in Wausau recently?
You know, she seemed really genuine and seemed to really be interested in hearing from the constituents she did hear from. You know, the people that were at the roundtable with her, they mentioned that they had sent out letters to several representatives and other senators and trying to get them to respond to their concerns about the ACA, you know, tax credits being potentially right. expiring at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And she really did seem concerned, and they mentioned that she was the only one that had actually responded to the letter and set something up with them. So, you know, while it was still a very, you know, newsy event, you could kind of tell that she was interested in hearing from the people. She was glad to have a local constituent voice sitting next to her and kind of, you know, keeping the local angle still relevant and kind of a larger conversation that is relevant statewide.
Fantastic. Again, you can hear Isabella and her news reports at the top and bottom of every hour. We have our information updates, news, weather, and sports at the top and bottom of the hour, every hour here during the day on 98.9 WXCO. Again, it's interesting to hear your perspective, and I know you'll be out there covering a lot of these great news stories, and you can keep up with Isabella on our website as well, WXCO.FM, and of course, tune in. But thanks again, and we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to take a quick time out and then get back to Mornings with Pat Kreitel here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel. Another very pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin. A lot of sunshine. Temperature of 55 degrees as we begin our Tuesday, the final day of September. Yep, it does not feel like it. It's pretty amazing how this is staying very, very summer-like here as we get into the month of October. In fact, it's going to stay summer-like into early October. I mean, I'm looking ahead, you know, tomorrow, today about 80, but then a little dip to 75, but then back up, 79 on Thursday, 83 on Friday, 81 on Saturday. I mean, the high school football games on Friday and Saturday, you're going to have, you know, have people cramping up. They've got to keep sure that they're drinking the water because, I mean, absolutely. those are late August-like temperatures for Friday night and Saturday afternoon for our games that we will talk about as we continue into the week. Mm-hmm. You hear the voice of Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
It was good to talk to Isabella Nieto, our news reporter.
It was.
Again, it's nice to have more people here in the building.
Yeah,
we've added a couple of folks here in recent months. of course, Aaliyah, our new salesperson, has been with us for a number of months, and now we got Isabella, who's out there covering the news. And you can catch her news reports at the top and bottom of the hour during our information updates all day and all night right here on 98.9 WXCO. Wanted to mention again, though, this week you have a chance to win, and we want you to win through us at WXCO because it's our goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
That's right.
It's a multi-state contest because Civic Media keeps getting bigger and bigger. Got a station over in Minnesota. Got a couple of stations now in the UP of Michigan. So it just keeps on growing. So it's a multi-state contest. But
very good.
Daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. So not just the green, not just the gold, but the green and the gold. And the thing, you get seven chances a day to get the keyword and text it in on the Civic Media app. And if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, it's real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then download it. And then you'll see all the stations on the Civic Media radio network. And we're near the top because we are one of the first stations that was acquired by Civic Media.
That's right.
And so just open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. You'll see buttons to listen live. You'll see a button to send us an email. And you'll have a text button as well. So just click on the text button and then put in for this hour. You have until 8 o'clock this morning. The keyword is win.
Win.
W-I-N. Win. So again, that's the first of seven chances. And the best chance for you to win here today, our daily prize, is to play during this hour, during the 9 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, during the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman, again, Tom Hartman at 1 p.m., Todd Alba during the 3 o'clock hour, Maggie Dawn at 5 o'clock, and then during the 7 o'clock hour, Peach Waba and Nightlight. So, again, get out your Civic Media app right now and text the word WIN. And if you could, just put your name and where you're from as well, because, doggone it, we want to know that. We want to find out where you are in terms of, you know, taking our bow by having a winner as well. But also, if you play, if you send in your text, your keyword, you'll then be part of the final drawing, the grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in Green Bay on November the 23rd at 12 noon, plus a gas card to get to the game. It's a $1,550 value. That's the grand prize for the Goal for the Green and Gold multi-state text-to-win contest here during this week. Again, we did it last week. We're doing it again this week. So, again, download that app because you need the app anyways, because then you can listen to us wherever you are. You can connect with us wherever you are, and you can win with us wherever you are. So, W-I-N, your chance to win. And, Ian, you cannot win because you are an employee, so can't do that. Otherwise, what's going on with you? How are you doing as we get to the final day of September?
Well, now that Sarah Sage is over, I don't have, like, the hassle of Tech Week to worry about. But I am involved in another show, and I am slowly easing myself into it because, you know, I haven't been there for the first 2 weeks of rehearsal. So I got some catching up to do. However, I know the stuff I need to learn, and I know who to talk to if I need help with it. So I'm going to slowly ease into that and learn my music and the blocking. Because in a little over a month, I'm going to be involved with a Wausau Community Theater and their production of a Sweeney Todd. And that'll be happening at the Veninga Theater in the, I believe it's the first or maybe the second weekend in November. So it's not for a while yet, but those shows are the 6th, 7th, and 8th of November at the Veninga Theater.
Well, that's coming up pretty quickly, so you have to get right back on that horse and get ready to roll with that. And I'm sure before we get to that point, we'll bring on some folks from that production and learn more about it. It is a very
famous show that's been done many times over the years. So,
oh, yeah.
Sweeney Todd coming here to Wausau and the Wausau Community Theater in the early part of November.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, bottom of the hour, information update, including the farm report. Then we'll send it back over to Pat Kreitlow for more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back with another WXCO Wausau Morning Report coming up at 7:52. Again, when is the keyword for this hour. Win, W-I-N. Send it. Open up that 98.9 WXCO part of the app and be a winner in the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text-to-Win Contest.
That's right.
With Ian Walsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 7:30 here on 98.9 WXCO. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, you have just a few more minutes to send in your text to win, our statewide text to win, the goal for the green and gold, statewide text to win, I should say multi-statewide text to win contest, a chance to win $200 in cash today and gold-plated jewelry. Yep, not just one, but both the daily prize, and also be part of the final drawing for that trip to see Green Bay and Minnesota in late November in Green Bay. A $1,550 prize package. The keyword is win, W-I-N, win. So again, do that in the next 6 minutes. Again, open up your Civic Media app and pick 98.9 WXCO and send in that keyword. Last night, the Wausau School Board met, and we often talk about the importance of being involved, about our democracy does not work unless we're involved. And there is currently an opening on the Wausau School Board. Jane Roush decided that she had to resign her seat, and the board has now opened it up to folks who are interested in completing the term, at least serving until next April when the next election is. And the good news is 7 different folks did apply to become the new Wausau School Board member to replace Jane Roush. And last night, they went from 7 candidates to 4 candidates. What the process was is that you heard from the candidates and also got the information from the candidates in written form, and then the board would cut down. It was supposed to be cut down to 3, but there was a tie, so they cut it down to 4. And the 4 candidates who are remaining when it comes to the choice to replace Jane Roush, let me see here, Cody Nicolai, who is a former board member. In fact, he lost his re-election bid last year. Also, Charles Berger, who is a parent in the Wausau School District and also a graduate of Wausau East back in 1989. The third is Michelle Gleason. She is also a parent within the Wausau School District, employed at the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin and the Center for Well-Being, and is a licensed clinical social worker. And the fourth is John Huntington, who, again, is a parent in the Wausau School District with experience in the masonry industry as well. So that is the next round. So what will happen next is that they will further continue this process. The 4 finalists will return coming up in 2 weeks on October the 13th, when the board will conduct interviews and then select the one candidate to serve until April the 26th of 2026. And Whoever they choose will be sworn in immediately on October the 13th to take over their position. What's going to happen then in March is going to be very interesting for folks who are thinking about being involved, perhaps would like to become a member of the Wausau School Board. There will be elections for three board seats scheduled for next spring. The three highest vote getters will serve full three-year terms, but there will be a fourth candidate that is victorious next spring. The candidate who finishes fourth in that election next year will complete the remainder of Roosh's term, which runs until April of 2027. So, again, the person that is chosen to replace Jane Roosh will be on the board through the election next spring. And they, in order to continue, and in fact, they could continue as a full board member, not just finish up the term of Jane Roosh. So, again, who completes that term will be the fourth place person in the election next spring. And for folks who are interested in becoming a Wausau School District member, school board member, instead of just three victorious candidates, there will be four victorious candidates next spring. So that may be something to think about as you decide whether or not to throw your hat into the ring. And again, I would encourage you to think about it, because not only, you know, we talk so much about elections for, say, governor coming up, or senator or president of the United States. It's these local positions that are so vitally important in terms of our democracy to be able to have our system work at the level it should work at. And the school board is vitally important in terms of some of the questions they have to ask and answer, and some of the hard decisions that are made. So again, if you're somebody that cares about your community, if you're somebody that lives in the Wausau School District, think about perhaps being involved in and running for office. And I know it's not easy to run for office. And that's one thing that's always been in the back of my mind when I've thought about it. It's like, man, that's hard. It's hard to go to somebody's door and knock on it and ask for their vote and to get in conversations with people who may disagree with you and sometimes disagree with you vehemently. And but it takes courage, and I think it takes great leadership. And it shows a great, I think, love for our community and for our country if they decide that, hey, I would like to run for local office. And there's so many different offices you can run for, including becoming a member of the Wausau School Board.
Absolutely.
The time is 7:59. We have another information update coming up. We'll get the latest news from around the country and around the world with CBS. We'll have a local news update with Isabella Nieto. Mm-hmm. We'll have Mike Clemens talking sports. And we'll have a look at the very warm weather forecast as well. So a lot of information coming up in the next 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's back to Pat Kreitlow for more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And then Ian and I will be back at 8:22. And we'll wrap things up at the end of that segment with the number for the day quiz as well.
That's right.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, 56 degrees under fair skies. Another beautiful start here on this Tuesday morning, the final day of September, September the 30th of 2025. And, you know, I'm going to use this. This is a day that should live in infamy, because this morning, in the last half an hour or so,
okay,
while we've been sitting here, the Secretary of Defense has been advocating for war crimes.
Oh, boy.
The Secretary of State is a man named Pete Hegseth, a man that is completely over his head in this job. And to be honest with you, I am livid at what I've just been seeing, what he's been saying. He and the President of the United States have brought in basically all the major generals from all over the world for Pete Hegseth to basically announce that war crimes are now part of the deal for the United States military. A few of the things that Pete Hegseth has been saying in the last hour. And again, I encourage you to look at this because this is important. And frankly, when we start talking about candidates for the Democratic nomination for president in 2028, if they don't say that they are going to prosecute men like Pete Hegseth, then I don't want to listen to them. Because this guy needs to be put away. He is making the United States of America the worst of the worst by advocating for war crimes. A few of the things he's been saying, according to Aaron Rupar, who follows Trump administration folks on Blue Sky. Hegseth, quote, basic training is being restored to what it should be, scary, tough, and disciplined. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits, ensuring that future war fighters are forged. They can put hands on recruits. So basically beat up recruits. Hegseth, quote, we unleash overwhelming and punishing violence on the enemy. We also don't fight with stupid rules of engagement. We untie the hands of our warfighters to intimidate, demoralize, hunt, and kill the enemies of our country. No more politically correct and overbearing rules of engagement. So basically, war crimes are okay for Pete Hegseth. Hegseth, quote, a few months ago, I was at the White House when President Trump announced his Liberation Day for America's trade policy. It was a landmark day. Well, today is another Liberation Day, the liberation of America's warriors. You kill people and break things for a living. Hegseth, quote, I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat units with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men. This guy doesn't understand that so much of the success or the lack thereof of success of military operations isn't just about looking like the guys on an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Mm-hmm. There are so many folks that are the security, the logistics personnel, the folks that are the brains of these outfits. Not all are the physical folks. There are people that you would call, for lack of a better term, the computer nerds that are just as important for success on the battlefields of the world.
Absolutely, but, they are.
But this guy is basically saying there should be no rules. And then finally,
living in an alternate reality.
One other thing I want to mention, another quote, Hegseth, quote, you should not pay for an earnest mistake for your entire career. That's why today, at my direction, we're making changes to the retention of adverse information on personnel records. So basically, if you've been accused of a war crime or blatant racism, we're going to push it under the rug, but basically for some of his buddies that probably have some of this stuff in their records. So, I mean, this is infuriating, to be honest with you. And I don't know what
it's
to say
garbage.
Here. I mean, basically saying that any of the rules of engagement that have been put together to make sure that war crimes would not be committed for Pete Hegseth, that's politically correct stuff that we're not going to follow anymore. I just thought that
means it's a serious reality check.
And also, the Democrats need to point out this: these are war crimes. Mm-hmm. That if he is going to implement this stuff, he will be held responsible. Because it makes our country look horrible. It makes our country look like the worst of the worst, not the best of the best.
It makes people afraid to want to live here.
It's just wrong. It is wrong, wrong, wrong.
Something has to be done about this. I mean, that kind of behavior is completely inhuman.
It is. I mean, the idea that, I mean, this guy, he was a Fox News weekend host, and now he is the Secretary of Defense and completely out of his depth. So, again, that's been going on. That's like breaking news here in the last half hour, what he's been saying. And it's just really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's lift ourselves for the last couple of moments of this show. Mm-hmm. It's time for our number for the day quiz. Ian is 0 for 1 so far this week. So, again, he needs 2 correct for a passing grade, 3 correct for a winning week, 4 correct for an A grade. So, today is the start of the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Hmm.
And many of the teams are big spenders. The Milwaukee Brewers are not one of the big spenders in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Brewers, where do they rank in terms of baseball, in terms of payroll? How, you know, number one is the team that spends the most money. Number 32 is the team that spends the least money. Okay. And the Brewers are the best record in baseball this year. What was their payroll?
Okay.
Was their payroll number 21, number 23, or number 25?
You know, I'm going to say 21. I'm going to say 21 is my final answer.
The Brewers had the best record in baseball while ranked 23rd in payroll.
Ooh.
Well, you have a little catching up to do. Catching up to do here in the next few days.
Yep, I got to stay focused.
Well, enjoy the rest of this warm Tuesday, and we'll try again tomorrow.
Thanks, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Take care.
Stick around after an information update. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.